Today's topic touches the untouchable. Ready to talk about superior customer service? Here we go! My name is Anya Haas. Thank you so much for getting back to this podcast. And without further ado, let's talk about wonderful customer service. There are some companies and some brands that work their vision, values, and qualities into the journey that they take their clients on. Or employees. It's the same, but one is external and one is internal. First, let's talk about poor customer service. I want you to imagine that you are going to the public swimming pool and you don't know how to swim. So you get to the counter, you get the ticket, and you don't know what to do next. So you pass the gate and you start observing people around you to make sure that you don't do anything stupid, because you feel kind of like weird on the inside, almost like I don't know what to do. So you look around and you observe those people, and then you go get change and to the swimming suit, and you are going to the swimming pool. But when you are leaving this one main gate, you look around and you have no idea which way to go. So you see children laughing, you see adults laughing, you see everyone is having good time, and you feel kind of lost. And you start feeling frustrated about the way it feels inside of yourself. So then you decide to go to the water. But since you don't know how to swim, you were hoping to look around and see some of those floaties to help you to enjoy yourself being in the water. You look around, but you don't see the equipment that would help you to feel better about the situation. So then your frustration gets even higher. Higher level of frustration. So you sit for a little bit in the water, you try to look around and maybe walk around to see what is in there, but you don't feel familiar and you don't feel comfortable. So then you're starting to be simply bored, and your decision about leaving this place is obvious. So you get yourself out of the water, you go take a shower, and you're leaving this place. How do you feel experiencing this story? Do you feel that you were taken care of when you entered this organization, this company, this brand? I rather feel super disappointment, and disappointment that comes not only because of the organization or company, but it's disappointment that the client could feel about themselves, that they are not good enough, they don't know how to find themselves in the place. So there is so many different feelings that could occur inside of the brain and inside of the heart of that client. And so no one is to blame for. It's just the customer service that was not fully there. And so the client felt unfulfilled, not understood, and obviously just frustrated. So now let's imagine a different story, different scenario. So instead of you, I'm going to call this person Susie. Susie comes to the indoor-outdoor swimming pool. Before she gets the ticket, she's asked to fill a quick survey about the level of comfort she's experiencing being in the water, the expectations that she holds within herself to be in a pool. Is this is she here for leisure? Or she hopes to learn how to swim, or whatever is that she's expecting from being here at the swimming pool. After the survey, she gets automatically connected to someone that will show her around. In fact, if you think about it, Susie has never been at the swimming pool before, so she has no idea how to get from point A, B, C to Z. So the guy shows her all of the equipment, shower spots, cafeteria. The guide also brings her few floaties to choose from in case Susie needs them. With all this warm welcome, Susie feels that she is relaxed moving around the swimming pool area. She was guided to a space where adults spend time without kids screaming. After a while being in this water, the guide shows up and asks question to Susie how she is feeling at that moment, instructing her that at the swimming pool in a specific area at specific time frames there are some fitness classes that she could take part, and there are swimming lessons available. Everything that is available in the swimming pool, the guide just tells her and gives her information. So after that, Susie is feeling that she is understood and she enjoys her stay there. She goes to the exit after she takes shower, she is getting ready, and then when she goes to the exit, she receives a thank you card and some extra brochures about additional things that she could do here at the swimming pool. And that could include salt cave, meditation, spa services, as well as different types of gatherings for people. Maybe there are some trainings, maybe there are just different gatherings for people that could occur. So Susie leaves this place understood, appreciated, in a very high, non-judgmental way. She feels and senses the kindness of this place and how open the space is. So she feels embraced instead of feeling embarrassed. The first story showed how she felt embarrassed in the situations of like not knowing how to get from point A to B to C and so on. So can you feel and sense the different feelings connected to those two stories? I hope you do. At every point in the second story, Susie felt cared for. She felt that somebody was there, almost like invisible hand, like mom's hand was holding her so she didn't feel alone. In your role as a leader, in your role as a manager, in your role as the business owner and decision maker, and even in your role as the therapist, if you want people to feel a certain way, you need to implement your vision into every point of touch you have with your client. Your personal brand needs to be so deeply ingrained in the way you create your visual representation, which means the colors, the space, everything that is just connected to visual, the words you choose to use, which is your auditory, and also the way your body language shows up, and everything that is connected to kinesthetic awareness. So the more truthful you are about your vision and the more you bring it forward into your brand, the more authentic your contact is with your clients and of course employees. So create brand strategy around the journey that you take your client on. Imagine how your client, and not even imagine, I will go even further, find out how your client would like to feel and then give it to them. Your business is not about you. your business is about your client that you are serving through your vision. So the more you have knowledge about your client, the more you are able to give exactly what your client is needing, what the client is expecting, what the client wants from you as a business, from your organization, from your brand. I'll give you even this. Give always more than expected every single time. Make this brand strategy to be part of your organizational system. It means implement this brand strategy in the way your organization is working. You need to train your staff in your vision. You have to implement the strategy for the employees, so everyone in your organization is aligned with your vision, with you, with your values, with your qualities. I think that's it for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed the few words of wisdom. And let me know one thing that you do uniquely for your clients. One thing that you do uniquely for your clients. Please let me know in the comments below. Send me an email, send me text message, whichever point of contact you want to use. I am super, super curious what uniqueness you bring to your clients. I can tell you mine. One of the things I do with all of my clients, I listen and I observe and I reflect. This is my strength and this is what I love to do. So I listen very intuitively. I observe nonverbal communication and I reflect back so my clients feel trust. They feel that they can open up with me. They feel my kindness and love for them and embracement and my peacefulness. So let me know how about you, what you are doing uniquely for your clients. And all right, this is it for today. Now go and do great things, as always, with lots of hugs to you. I'll see you next time. Bye.